This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we're here with Eric Williams. He is with Tzatziki's Mediterranean and at the Sandy Springs location here in North Atlanta. So, hi, Eric. Welcome to the show. How are you?
You know what? It is a delight to be here, Stacey.
Well, we are so happy to have you on. Well, and with that, go ahead. And Eric, if you will, tell our listeners about your business. Tell us about Tzatziki's.
Okay, so Tzatziki's Mediterranean started out after Keith and Amy Richards took a trip to Greece and experienced firsthand the phenomenon of small table Mediterranean cafes, the intimacy of people sitting together and enjoying each other's company, God forbid, right? And enjoying food together and having that experience. So that's something that they brought back and wanted to do themselves. So they set it up in Alabama, and now we have over 100 stores. Over 100.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, they're opening one here in Johns Creek, in Georgia, and also one in Tennessee pretty soon. So they're doing really good. 25 years of business is not bad.
I wouldn't say not. And I love Mediterranean food. So,
good for you. I'm waiting for you to ask me about that. Oh, I could tell you.
Well, here we go. So tell us, Eric, tell us about your journey into this business.
Okay. So basically, I was just looking for opportunity. And I found that if you go out looking for it, it will find you. So after a few months, they told me after I started that I would be good at marketing because I have the gift of gab and how to talk to people and understand those dynamics. And so I kind of never asked for marketing, and it just came to me, and here I am about a year later and having a great time talking to you guys.
Wonderful. And so this is specifically for the Sandy Springs location, but there are Tzatziki's, like how many Georgia locations do you guys have?
So there's in Atlanta, there's Suwanee, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, Athens, Kennesaw, and then Johns Creek later this year, probably mid-year.
Yeah,
but of course we have several stores all over the states. Yeah. Tennessee, you know, Nashville, I think. But we're always expanding. We have the potential to open close to 30 stores just in the one area. It's just such a booming area here.
Yeah, it really
great
is.
Opportunity. Yeah.
Well, and Sandy Springs is right in the heart of our, you know, our reach with the North Atlanta Good Neighbor Podcast. So we're happy to have you on. Are there any, you know, any myths or misconceptions about, you know, the restaurant industry or about, you know, Tzatziki's more specifically? Are there any myths or misconceptions that you would like to clear up with our listeners today?
Yeah, there's a couple. So it's you know, it's definitely not fast food. It's definitely not fast food. Everything is made quite meticulously and with purpose. We have an open kitchen so that our guests can get a full experience and see what we're doing. And there's no fryers or microwaves or anything like that. So you know, that's one of the misconceptions is that this is it's actually good for you if you live longer. So way different. Way different.
Yeah, it sounds different. You know, that's I can't imagine going into a restaurant that doesn't have microwaves. So that's wonderful.
I know. I use my home all the time.
That is awesome. Well, so if, take a minute away from work. What, Eric, are you doing for fun when you're not working?
You're going to find this quite ironic. Podcasts. I'm trying to get on more podcasts. as comic relief.
There you go.
And then I also write music and have done that for 30 years. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. That's enough information. 30 years I've been doing music. And at some point, I think I missed it this year, but I'll go see Hamilton.
You'll go see Hamilton?
Yeah, I really do want to do that. And do a TED Talk. I'm going to do a TED Talk, sure.
There you go. Let's start podcast a TED Talk.
Hey, I'll start somewhere and, you know, just keep going, I guess.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Well, so 30 years and music and you want to go see Hamilton. Those are good.
Yeah, goals. I watched it on Disney Plus. I won't watch it, but I would love to see it live, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to see that too. Well, so getting a little more serious on this topic, but have you had any life hardships or challenges that you have faced that you can say now, for having been through that experience and come out on the other side, that you're stronger or better for that today?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that. I was kind of a latchkey kid growing up. I came from a single parent family, so my mom was working all the time and my dad wasn't there. But that kind of affected me in a certain way for most of my life. But I was able to better myself. And because of that, I'm really passionate about helping other people. I try to, my philosophy is, when I go somewhere, even if it's Walmart, it doesn't matter where I go, I want to make it better than when I first got there. So that is my whole mentality. Anything, you know, understanding comes from experiencing. So, based on what I've experienced, I don't want other people to have to experience the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's a good philosophy to have. You know, if you can be a little bit better every single day and make someone's day a little bit better, then I think we're doing pretty good.
Absolutely.
I love that you know that what you shared about the founders having, you know, actually gone to experience this firsthand, and that's what they, you know, brought that passion back to start their, you know, the restaurant.
Yeah.
From, you know, the
beginning. Absolutely.
But anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about Tzatziki's?
So what I wanted to, you know, going back to misconceptions, firstly, I wanted to just throw out there that we did ask an expert, someone who is from Greece, and who pronounced Euro, Yiro. That, you know, I needed to be corrected on that. I was not saying it right. So I want to throw that out there. So if you come to see us, just be like, hey, Eric, you don't say it right. It's Yiro. But I also wanted to say that. So there's a certain word in Greece, in ancient Greece specifically, that they used, and it's called eudaimonia. And it means.
Wait, hold on. I've got to stop you, Eric. Hold on. That was a word I have never heard before. So, did you say eudaimonia? Is that correct?
Yes. It's like you demand, except eudaimonia.
Eudaimonia. Well, you just are teaching me a new word. I can't wait to hear what it means.
What does eudaimonia mean? Spell it, much less pronounce it.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a spelling bee. Thank God.
Thank God.
What does eudaimonia mean?
It just means human flourishing. It means living the good life. And we're all about, we have this compass, and it says create connections, stay fresh, pay attention to details, collaboration, and challenges. So that's a big part of our philosophy. And I'm going to pitch something really cool at you. It's a slogan I'm trying to get through, the trademark. So are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So Tzatziki's is where good food brings good people together.
That's great. That's a good one.
I wrote it on a napkin and sent it to myself.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Tzatziki's is where good food and good people come together.
I like yours better, actually.
Wait, was that not right?
I'd say where good food brings good people together, but you should be in marketing.
I happen to be in marketing.
You are in the right place. Carry on.
Oh my goodness. No, but that's great. I love that. You said that eudaimonia, like I'm loving that I learned a new word too, and I don't have to spell it, but that means, you said that means flourish.
Human flourishing.
Human flourishing, yeah.
It's more complicated than that, but that's just a rough translation, you know what I mean?
Well, we all definitely want each other to flourish, and that's what this, you know, podcast is all about, is helping small businesses in North Atlanta flourish. So I, you know, really appreciate you having you on today and you coming and sharing with us about Tzatzikis, and I really do love the whole basis of it all, you know, that it's all about bringing good food and good people together. That's nice.
It's pretty great, I would have to say. I'm not biased at all. I do work at Tzatzikis, but I still, just as an individual, feel that it is pretty great.
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty great. I'm going to have to check it out myself. So you, if listeners want to reach out and they want to learn more, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
So you can actually find us at Tzatzikis.com for the menu, locations near you, online ordering and catering, gift cards, employment, and franchise opportunities.
So if you're wanting to start your own Tzatzikis, you can also get to there by, right, through the website as well.
I will come work for you for a week if you do.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure having you on the show today, Eric. Thanks.
Absolutely. The pleasure was all mine.
Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.